Welcome to the Living in Lithuania podcast. Join me, Austė, in conversation with internationals who have found themselves living here in Lithuania. To keep the conversation going, let's connect on the Living in Lithuania Facebook or Instagram pages, where you can also find out about the latest episodes and more. Hello, once again, we are here at Renkuosi Lietuva, and we are here today with Edita and Marta, who will tell us more about people who are thinking of coming back to Lithuania, moving to Lithuania, their stories and what questions they ask and so on. So first of all, since we haven't met Marta on the podcast, maybe you could introduce yourself a little bit, share about your story and how you started working here.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Marta and I work in this project almost for 1 year right now. But unfortunately, in comparison with my colleagues, my experience abroad is very limited. So, and I just have studied in Germany with an Erasmus program. Mm-hmm. So all the information, I mean, all the experience regarding this topic on the returning migrants, I gathered here and working with my colleagues who have been there mm-hmm. in a foreign country.
Yeah, but you have been as well. It's sometimes a short period is enough to get the feeling of what it's like to live abroad as well. But yeah, happy to have you both on. And so maybe we could start at first. What are the most popular questions? What do people usually ask when they phone in or meet with you?
I would like to start a little bit further and give some context mm-hmm. on that topic. So some people who contact us, some of them are very decisive. And some of them have doubts, of course, because they build their lives there in those foreign countries. But the fact is that longing for the homeland, it doesn't leave them. Yeah, it doesn't disappear so easily. So a lot of people are contacting us who have children mm-hmm. and they want to raise their children here. So we receive quite a lot of requests asking how to choose a school, what are the ways to help to integrate those kids into the system, into the environment, yeah, and how the state facilitate in all this process. And of course, there are people who come back with their family members whom they met when living abroad, with their partners, and this step, coming back with a partner, with a foreign national, it requires some consideration mm-hmm. In that regard, since that family member leaves his or her previous life there, which was built, and he leaves or she all that life behind and will start here in a foreign country, Lithuania, a new one. And that person can face challenges such as, right, a job search, language, new community. So often people who contact us, they ask for a guidance, you know, how to obtain a document mm-hmm. for that family member to legally reside here, and how will that go, whether he or she will find a job, and etc. So those people who are coming with children, with family members, foreigners, but of course they have questions related to themselves as well. Mm-hmm. And most of the times they start very generally. And those requests are very abstract, so to say. So, and when answering to those questions, you feel like sometimes those people need a guidance, you know, just like an explanation step by step, because they can start a sentence, "What documents should I bring?"
Yeah,
and you just need, okay, because people don't give you an explanation. They're just, you know, in that doubt, and they can start, yeah, I decided to come back, but I have no idea what should I do, where to start.
Yeah,
and
so you become a life coach for them.
In some sort, yes, because very rarely person approaches you, you know, just like with gathered facts, you know, that they just kind of lost sometimes mm-hmm. and you sometimes can be like a guide for them, mm-hmm. you know, that step by step. So yeah, basically, most of the times what I get and my colleagues, so where to start?
Mm-hmm.
I decided to come back, but what should I do? What benefits could I get upon my return? How do I get them? People can approach us by the chat, right? They can call us. And sometimes you spend with those people about 20 minutes on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah, very often it is me who's mm-hmm. talking for 20 minutes, because you don't want to miss any detail
mm-hmm.
when talking with that person and while explaining those steps, because you do feel some sort of responsibility.
I think Marta is very modest saying 20 minutes, because some of her calls last for an hour. And also what I remember, one of our consultations lasted for almost 2 years when we started to talk with the family who was living at Argentina back then. And their first message to us was also, hi, we are Lithuanian. We have Lithuanian background, and we are thinking about moving to mm-hmm. Lithuania. Where to start? What mm-hmm. to do? How? Yeah. And a million of questions. And for 2 years, we were texting with them back and forth. And 2 weeks ago, we actually met that family here in Lithuania.
Wow.
So that was a record. What I remember, 2 years... Of consultations,
mm-hmm.
but this meeting was also very emotional,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of a success story and inspiration story for Renkuasi Lietuva,
mm-hmm.
that we help people, we guide them step by step, and they finally achieve their goals and they relocate to Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a relief then, because you see that your information, it was useful for a person. And of course, sometimes I think, okay, I just provide a person with a theory, right? How to obtain a document and etc. But you see the end result. And for example, I was, because we were providing consultations to foreigners as well. And I was approached by a foreign citizen, and we were in contact as
mm-hmm.
well, maybe for not 2 years. As in that case, with maybe for 5 months or 6 months.
Okay.
And so there were two foreigners coming to Lithuania. And yeah, and you were guiding them step by step, how to obtain documents, etc., how everything works in Lithuania, because it's everything new to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they excited and scared at the same time. And then I saw that she approached us in the live chat. And her location was Lithuania.
Yeah.
And it was me who got that live chat. And she was like, oh my God, I'm finally in Lithuania. We made it, you know, we got the documents. So yeah, then you feel like it it makes sense what you do, actually, yeah.
Yeah, of course, it's helping people on their journey. And of course, that is a long process sometimes. can take a while, especially if you don't know where to start. And everything is completely new, a new system, a new continent, a new culture. So it's great that you guys do what you do and you help. And hopefully I can interview some of the people who came back for your program as well. That would be quite exciting. I had this question about what are the weirdest questions you've received? I don't know if you had a chance to think of them.
Yeah, so I could start, because actually we have a couple of them.
Yeah.
I maybe would start... So I would say that the weirdest questions, but it's not even questions, maybe requests,
mm-hmm.
Were coming from foreigners. So in my experience, and my colleagues and I, we needed to resolve quite a lot of requests where males were asking to find them a wife
mm-hmm.
in Lithuania. And of course, we don't do that, right?
Yeah.
And we consider that as a joke. Sometimes, you know, among us. And, you know, but those people, they were serious with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I'm looking for a serious woman in Lithuania. How can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
And there was one situation when they were asking for, you know, legal grounds, how to obtain a document in Lithuania. And you were seriously answering, you know, about work permits and etc. And they would go in that situation like, no, you don't understand. I don't need a job in Lithuania. I need a beautiful woman here to find me. You know, so I would say for me, that's the weirdest because you see, it's a serious for them, but for us, it's like, really?
That's not how we do it here.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Mm. Yeah, we do get, I'd say, a lot of weird or difficult questions. What comes to my mind was maybe not weird, but more difficult, where we had to Google ourselves and find out the answer. It was about bringing a pet snake while returning back to Lithuania. How, what are procedures, what documents do you need? And in general, do they allow snakes on the plane and so on? So that was one of them. And also a funny one, remember talking to one returnee who was asking if we could recommend a good Lithuanian fortune teller or for her. So she wanted to know how all this process of moving back would look for her.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow, that's very interesting. I guess you learn a lot of interesting things while at this job.
Yes, indeed. And what also is inspiring that in this work we learn every day. Mm-hmm. Every day we have questions which are new to us, even if we are working with this on a daily basis. But there are some different circumstances, different countries, different, I don't know, nationalities and so on. And each story is unique and you have to learn new things to help those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why would you say, I guess you've heard many reasons now why people come back to Lithuania or choose to move here. Maybe you can name some of the more often ones that are mentioned.
Yeah, well, people, they have different reasons for coming back to Lithuania, and often that depends on why they left in the first place. Mm-hmm. Because some people might have left to study abroad and then they plan to come back and work here. Others have gone just to make some extra money for a few months and they return back. Another, like this Argentinian family story, just people heard about Lithuania from stories of their grandparents, and then they decided, okay, that's the place where I would like to live. So everything depends, and many people want to come back to Lithuania because they miss their family and their friends, and they want to be a part of the social life here again. Some people, when moving abroad, they left their parents here in Lithuania, and those parents are getting older, and they start to think maybe we want to be near them when they get older. Mm-hmm. Maybe they need some assistance and so on. But besides all these emotional reasons, there are also practical reasons why people want to come back to Lithuania. Well, the country's economy has been growing, which means more jobs, more opportunities, better quality of life, better salaries. And as a result, people who left Lithuania during the financial crisis when there was not so much jobs or the salaries were lower, now they're thinking, okay, so this reason for which I left is not there anymore. So maybe it's a time to consider returning. And also compared to other popular destinations where Lithuanians move abroad, Lithuania actually, they started to understand that Lithuania is a good place to raise your children. And also people who have experience living abroad can see that our healthcare system maybe is better than in other European countries. What also resulted in the higher numbers of returnees last year's was Brexit, which pushed people to make a decision whether they want to stay in the United Kingdom or returned back to Lithuania, also COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, well, cost of living abroad in some countries skyrocketed. And now the difference between Lithuania and Western European countries in terms of salaries is not as big anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost of living in in Ireland, in United Kingdom, did rise a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And now maybe people are counting, is it worth to stay there, counting in all the expenses they have.
For sure. I mean, if the number one reason for them moving was economic, then it doesn't make sense anymore.
Yes, then, yes. And for many people it was economic back,
mm-hmm.
that the crisis hit. And also, what I want to mention is that the government of Lithuania has been introducing a lot of actions, plans, projects to help and motivate people to return. And Project Renkuas Lietuva is a perfect example of that, I believe. But, you know, to sum it all up, a decision to return to Lithuania is a very personal one, and it can be based on many things, such as family connections, job opportunities, and just homesickness.
Mm.
Yeah, I just maybe wanted to jump in a little bit. Because when you talk to the people on a daily basis, somehow consciously or unconsciously they mention that with me. And very often they mention that they don't feel like a part of that community there,
mm-hmm.
abroad. And even though they can perfectly speak the local language, but in that environment they feel alien.
Mm-hmm.
To all that, and here in Lithuania it's a home to them, so it's different, and people want to raise their children here. Well, I don't know, their parents, grandparents were born, they want their children to speak in Lithuanian, to keep that connection to the roots alive. And of course not everybody can answer that question, and yes, Edita mentioned this decision to return depends on various factors. But people tend to mention, and they can go just like, I just feel connection to my land. It pulls me back, and it just feels right to be at home. Even some difficulties may arise,
mm-hmm.
upon return.
And why do you think it may be more difficult for some people to come back to the country then leave? In the last podcast episode we had with Ramunė, she mentioned that it may be that sometimes, it's just more easy to go, and then coming back is a bit more difficult.
Yeah, indeed. Also from my own experience, I can say that returning home can be a bittersweet experience. Feel both with joy and with good emotions, and also with some concerns or anxiety even sometimes. Because many Lithuanians who live abroad, they established some life in there. They found jobs, maybe they started a family, they got some friends there. So it can be hard for them to give all that up when they return to Lithuania. We also know from people who we consult every day that when they leave the country, they leave for a better opportunities, for some adventure, maybe for better life, for better education or work possibilities. But when they're coming back to Lithuania, it can feel for them like a step back,
mm-hmm.
not a step forward. And for some people might feel like they failed their lives abroad, and
mm-hmm.
that's why they are coming back. Also, people around, when they return here, often ask, so why? Why did you come back?
Mm-hmm.
Did something went wrong abroad? Did you get fired? Didn't you fit in there? And those questions are also hard to hear, and they start you like rethink, okay, so really, why did I return? Also, when people return to Lithuania, they might feel a bit disconnected or lonely, because life here in Lithuania didn't stop, and your friends perhaps made new friends, or your family has another traditions now, or they just lived their life here but without you. And now you jump in, and maybe you feel like a stranger in your own land, and struggling to find this sense of belonging. Like, you don't really belong abroad, but do you really belong here after a time? So you need this time to reconnect or to adjust to new settings. And all that can make all the return process like a uphill battle, filled with some obstacles on every turn. But in the end, if you find the right support, right resources, returnees, they can really successfully navigate those challenges and overcome them.
Yeah, for sure. When I moved back to Lithuania, it's always, you're not really back in the same place as it was. I mean, it moved, the time has changed. Of course, you may have to find new friends now. It's kind of like moving to a new country, except that, of course, you may have some family and support here, but you have to take that into consideration for sure, that it won't be exactly as it was however long you left.
It's indeed, some people call it second emigration, returning back home.
Yeah.
So regarding coming back, was it more difficult? You see, I let Editha express herself in this case, since I could maybe just, you know, say something theoretically. But that wouldn't be the same when the person who actually experienced that, who actually lived for that and had, I don't know, that those doubts, that anxiety can express. So in that case, I would just say, you know, I would be a listener to that answer.
So to make it more easy to come back, what would you say, why is it important to do your homework, and what kind of homework should people do before taking the step, so they're not back and, you know, not knowing what to do
not ready? Yeah, it's really important to make some homework, because just like any major life decision, returning home, even if returning home, it requires planning and preparations. Some people think that if they are going back home, there's need to prepare. I know everything. I know the language. My family living here. I grew up here. So why would I need to prepare for it? But even if you return to a place that you once called home, it might be different now, right? Because time flies, everything changes, and you need to have this refreshing of your memory before returning. Doing homework does not only mean to research the practicalities of returning, like what documents to bring, or what is cost of living now in Lithuania, what about job market, will my profession be needed, or do I need some requalification, reskilling, what about availability of housing, and so on and so forth. But doing your homework is not just about gathering all this information and data. It's also about reflecting on your own personal journey and the reasons why you decide to return, and what do you want to do when you get home. And you'll definitely feel more confident and prepared to whatever challenges come on your way if you take this decision informed. Like, you do some research, you just don't go without thinking. And who knows, you might be even discovering something new and exciting about your home you never knew before. So, yes, we all always recommend people who are thinking about returning to prepare for these processes. The reintegration will be much easier then.
Sometimes I guess it takes a while to get everything together. Like you said, 2 years or 5 months or however long.
Yeah.
Probably then it's easier once you get here to have everything sorted.
Yeah, and Editha put there, well, you know, that maybe spiritual journey of a person. But I would, you know, would like to jump in and emphasize that, hey, to take care of the documents is important as well, because sometimes people, they are not aware of some, I don't know, possibilities that they are eligible for benefits or, you know, how to register a child. And when they came back here already, they would, you know, only then just start to think, mm-hmm. oh my God, I should have gathered all those documents and I didn't do that. So, yeah, I just wanted to jump in, you know, from that practical side. But hey, yeah, to reflect about your arrival, I don't know, about your possibilities here is... I know it's very beautiful, but don't forget about the dogs. And you have us, for that matter, to contact. So, yeah.
So, yeah, all the documents. you'll help people out. Yeah, I guess, I mean, especially if you have children, it's so important for schools and kindergartens.
Yes.
I mean, even Lithuanians here sometimes say that it's so, so difficult, you know, to get a spot.
Especially, yeah, to get a spot or to contact the school about the possibilities to accept that child, because that child needs and no more attention, integration, additional Lithuanian language classes. So, yeah, in that case, it requires a lot of work for those people.
And in terms of like schools, do you help people get in contact with schools that have special programs? Just generally direct them to.
I mean, there are a list of schools in Lithuania who have experience. Mm-hmm. Accepting children coming from abroad, and I mean those teachers and I know administration of that school, you know, they have experience dealing with that, but it doesn't mean that people can let go their children only to those schools.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, in our experience, so sometimes we are asking people because we see that those people are still abroad, for example,
mm-hmm.
in Germany, and of course it may be. It may cost them money to call from Germany to Lithuania, you know, to those schools. So, and we are making those moves for them,
mm-hmm.
and we are contacting schools and asking about that, you know, how to register, how to contact you, what are the ways, what are the possibilities. And then, you know, we're like that third man, like a mediator
mm-hmm. yeah.
between those returnees, and here are we and that mm-hmm. school, and we're just, you know, talking from those both sides.
Well, that's, I'm sure, very useful for people. Yeah, and a big help, especially when the system is different and it's difficult to know who to contact and what questions even to ask if you haven't had that experience of moving away.
That's why we are here and ready to support. And also on our website, renkoslietuva.lt, there is all the information needed for returnees, from the beginning of how to start thinking about returning, how to plan, what to think about, till the reintegration already here, the tips and tricks how
mm-hmm.
to make it easier, with the list of schools which to contact, list of documents which to bring, where to get them, and so on. So our project is like a shortcut for those returnees.
Mm-hmm.
They can just go into one stop shop, as we call it, and find all that necessary information there.
And what are some things that maybe stop people from coming back that you found are just complete myths? And maybe you could bust some of those myths here today.
Yes, well, there are still a lot of myths
mm-hmm.
that stop Lithuanians living abroad from returning back. Well, to mention some, Many people who left Lithuania a long time ago might still think that there are no jobs and low salaries in Lithuania. Nothing changed in here, and Lithuania just is the same like it was 10 years ago. But actually, it's not true at all. The job market in Lithuania has been getting better and better in recent years. And now, well, if 10 years ago we were there was a lack of job offers, now there is a lack of employees.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many new jobs available in different areas. And even though it is true that salaries did not reach the level of Western European countries yet, but the difference is getting smaller and smaller. And also we should remember that the cost of living in Lithuania is also lower.
Mm-hmm.
Then those people who are have families, maybe their children were born abroad, they often think that it will be impossible for those children to reintegrate or to adjust to Lithuanian schools. But again, as Marta mentioned, Lithuanian schools are very good at helping children from different backgrounds, and teachers are ready to help, and the government is paying extra attention, and there is all possible ways of assistance for those kids. That's extra classes, extra resources, psychological help, and so on. And even though there might be some challenges at the beginning, but children can really get the help they need to successfully integrate into Lithuania. Some people, again, might think that their family members, foreigners, will not be welcomed here, or there's no opportunities for them in here without knowing Lithuanian language. Let's also say old news, because now there's many international companies which are hiring non-Lithuanian speakers. And also there are many support projects for those foreigners which help them to adjust into new country. What else we hear also often while visiting Lithuanian diaspora abroad?
Mm-hmm.
That Lithuanians, they want to, they are thinking about the future, about the pension, and they want to work abroad, for example, for 10 years to secure the pension.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think that if they will return to Lithuania earlier, all that pension age will just disappear,
mm-hmm.
which is simply not true,
mm-hmm.
because there are some European Union rules that all working years from different countries, they do
accumulate.
Yes. So don't worry, nothing will disappear, and everything will be calculated, counted into your pension here in Lithuania. And I could go on for much more, but it's important to challenge those myths and provide accurate and up-to-date information about the opportunities and maybe ways how to overcome those challenges.
Yeah, I was thinking that we were talking about salaries, and sometimes you hear from people who, for example, have left Lithuania 10 years ago, 15
mm-hmm.
years ago, when financial crisis happened. And they even don't know that, for example, that Lithuania has developed a lot from that time. And sometimes it can be as a surprise to them that some of the salaries in some sectors are even, I don't know, equal to those
mm-hmm.
in other countries. So that one of the biggest myths which I have faced when talking to people, because they like, I won't get, I don't know, 1,200 euros here in Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, hey, it's actually possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so people, you know, because maybe they weren't in touch with what was happening here, because, for example, in some governmental institutions have changed their names. and they still refer to them in those old terms, and mm-hmm. they, you know, don't know what is happening here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and we are trying to debunk those yeah. those myths.
Yeah, no, that's good. Of course, you know, when you live abroad, you're yeah. in a whole new bubble and not necessarily following everything that's happening here.
Yeah, so maybe when they were leaving, the salaries were, I don't know, 3 times, 4 times lower. And right now it's like, what? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and like Edita mentioned, we have international companies
yeah.
who, you know, they source employees from different countries and even, you know, have remote workers or people in have many offices around the world. So then those salaries are the same almost, I mean, adjusted to, I guess, living expenses in some ways, but generally quite
yeah,
similar.
In some sectors, right.
Yeah, lots of myths to debunk, and it's great that you help with that as well and to spread the message. I don't know if there's anything maybe else you want to share that comes to mind about consulting individuals.
That is difficult, mm-hmm. you know, because every day you, Edita, mentioned that you learn something new,
mm-hmm.
and you are calling different institutions, you know, just to have that information up to date, you know, and don't lie to people or provide misleading information, because it will be your fault. And you're feeling here, sitting in Vilnius, you know, in cozy office, let's say, responsible for those people, you know, who are panicking there. So, yeah, I would say it's a tough call, but, you know, you see the cause and you see the outcome
mm-hmm.
finally, so that's what is great about it.
Okay, well, then thank you so much for sharing on this podcast. And I would like to encourage anyone thinking about moving to Lithuania or coming back to go to renkuosilietuva.lt, and you'll find all the information needed. And if you can't find anything, then you can call up
Hello,
these lovely ladies.
Yes.
All right. Have hopefully everything answered and all the help.
We will support as much as we can and do everything to help people.
Yes.
Yes.
Surely we do.
Great. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more conversations like this one, subscribe to the podcast or let's connect on the Living in Lithuania Facebook or Instagram pages. If you enjoyed listening, please consider supporting the podcast on Contribee. All supporters are added to a private community and invited to join meetups and events. If you or anyone you know would like to be on the podcast, feel free to get in touch. Until next time.